Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of May 2nd through the 6th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The U.S. job market cooled slightly in April, adding 160,000 jobs for the month. Job growth has been running strong, trending above 200,000 jobs per month, yet it is expected to moderate at some point this year. Weakness in April was concentrated in retail, construction, mining, and government, although retail and construction are generally on a strong upward trend. The slower pace of job creation implies the Fed will pass on a rate hike in June as they wait for evidence of a stronger economy before making a move that might hurt the still fragile recovery. Despite the weakness of the employment report and the subpar last two quarters of GDP growth, the expansion should stay out of danger. Car sales rebounded last month, and wages are picking up. The consumer sector maintains solid underlying fundamentals and is far from out of the game. The chief weights on the economy are looking to be gradually fading. A lower dollar and higher energy prices will eventually aid exports and business investment. The inventory correction will drag on through the second quarter, but is making slow progress. The manufacturing segment is finally re-entering positive territory. It is far from robust, but it is moving in the right direction. This expansion has been extraordinarily slow, but it has also been quite long, and it still seems to have legs. In the financial markets, the Dow and the S&P 500 posted a second week of declines, the first such losses since February. The Dow fell 0.2% last week, while the S&P 500 fell 0.4%. The stock market could get a boost this week from consumer companies. As the first quarter earnings season is nearing an end, discretionary components may be the only sector of the economy showing double-digit earnings growth from a year ago. Last week's data highlight looks at manufacturing orders. New orders for manufactured goods increased just over 1% in March, slightly better than expected. Orders for durable goods rose 0.8%, while orders for non-durable goods increased a full 1.5%. Excluding transportation, orders rose slightly less, just under 1%. Core capital goods orders, which is a solid proxy for overall business investment, barely budged. It increased just 0.1%. The report suggests that factory activity will only slowly advance. And this is after a year in which manufacturing activity has been essentially flat. The good news is that some of these of the manufacturing weights are gradually fading. The inventory picture is slowly getting better, but the correction will take more time. The dollar is tracking lower, and energy prices are rising. Factory production data is still murky, but the factory outlook does look slightly better than it did the past few months. On the international front, we have seen a rebound in commodity prices in recent months, due in part to the relative decline in the dollar and the easy money policies from central banks across the globe. Trading volumes have jumped on speculation that China would embark on a new building spree. Oil prices are up due to the lower dollar, but oil inventories remain near record highs and is helping to keep a lid on further price gains. China recently made moves to cool its red-hot steel sector, as they feared the making of a bubble. Speculators, who had traded over $260 billion in futures in a single day last month, have retreated as fast as they advanced. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we will get the April NFIB Small Business Optimism Index released on Tuesday, May 9th at 6 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to edge higher in April after slipping slightly to 92.6 in March. Key details are expected to appear slightly better, with stronger compensation and stronger hiring plans. April import prices will be released on Thursday, May 12th at 8:30 a.m. We look for import prices to increase just under 1% in April. This would be the second consecutive gain, but still leave them down more than 5% from a year earlier. Oil prices increased over 8% during the month and is the key driver behind the monthly increase. April retail sales will be released on Friday the 13th at 8:30 a.m. We expect sales to improve slightly in April, growing between 0.5% and 1%. Car sales would be the principal driver as sales increased 5% last month. Excluding autos, sales are expected to be weaker, but still positive, growing less than 0.5%. And finally, we end the week with a report on March inventories, released on Friday, May 13th at 10 a.m. Inventories continue to be an obstacle for manufacturing and transportation. Inventories grew by over $60 billion in the first quarter, a slower pace than the previous two quarters, but still unsustainable. We look for inventories to rise a couple tenths of a percent and for the inventory to sales ratio to backtrack slightly. If the ratio continues to move higher for much longer, a steep reduction in manufacturing output or import activity would be likely.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.